My name is John Rutherford, and I'm the host for the Recollections and Connections Project. And today we're talking with John Evangelista. John, what did you want to talk about today?
I went to a church convention in Indiana with my nephew, who's an officer of the convention that we're having. And I played accordion, and he asked me to bring my accordion and play some solos for the convention, which I did. And while we were having a general singing, we converted from the singing to the dinner part. So at the table where we were, the main dinner, we had a church man, a big officer of the Assembly of God, sitting next to us. I don't want to give his name. And he was sitting right next to me, and then the song leader, after he got done leading the congregation, he says, "We're going to have a sing a solo." So he asked, I played accordion while I was singing. So he turns to me and says, "Play Roll Out the Barrel." Well, you don't roll out the barrel at a church convention, or you don't play 3 o'clock in the morning either. So the head of the man says, "Yeah, go ahead, play it." He says, he has Christian words. Well, that has startled me too, to think they put Christian words to Roll Out the Barrel. That's, I consider Christian Sarah an inspiration of the devil, not of God. So that was the end. So we had a convention. They sang it, but I never played it again. Roll Out the Barrel, or 3 o'clock in the morning. I got converted a few years before that, and I stopped playing those saloon songs. I played in many, many bar rooms, but once I got converted, I gave it all up.
How long had you played the accordion?
Oh, I was 17 years old. I used to play the accordion when I was 17 with a medicine show. And the medicine show, they would huckster medication from the back of a trailer. And today, boy, they couldn't get away with that. FDA takes care of the situation like that. And we sold, he sold a lot of salves. He was selling salves, medication, I don't know what, but I was only 17, 18 years old. 7, 8 years old is when I played a 2-bass accordion. Then I graduated to regular full size 41 bass, 41 treble accordion. And I met Lawrence Welk's accordion player, Myron Florin. And I knew a good friend of Myron I took lessons from in New Jersey. When I was in New Jersey, he was a good friend of Myron Florin and Lawrence Welk both. So he knew him. I didn't know him that well. So we ended up the convention. I didn't get much applause when I won. Wouldn't play Roll Out the Barrel, I'll tell you. I did not get an applause. I was very aware of it. So I don't blame him for not applauding me on account of, you know, I got certain restrictions as what I wanted to play.
How long did you play the accordion?
Oh, well, I started when I was fooling around. When I was 8, 9 years old, 7, 8, 9. Up until 2 years ago, I had an $8,000 accordion, the same style accordion as Myron Florin had, the Walsh Welk, same make, and I had a minor stroke and I gave it up. I sold the accordion, got rid of it. In fact, I practically gave it away. It was an $8,000 accordion. I got $400 for it. And the music teacher, my the professor of accordion, says to me, "You gave it away," which I did. But I wasn't interested in making money at that time. So that was it.
That's a wonderful story. Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I should have rehearsed it. I was a little stubbly. I stumbled along a little bit here.
Hey, don't let that slow you down, man. You did a wonderful job. Thank you ever so much.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.